It's Sunday afternoon and time once again for Wordplay. I'm your host, Jeff Davis, and joining me today in the studio, singer-songwriter Angela Faye Martin, whom we just heard. Angela, thanks for coming in today. Let's listen to, this is your new album, and let's listen to another track. And that's Angela Faye Martin singing another track from her new CD, Pictures from Home, and very different from your last album.
Yeah, it's produced. We decided to produce it.
How radical.
Yeah, it's about as radical a turnaround as I can think of as far as music goes, from just bare bones on the old EP to... one of the finest producers in independent music and alternative music that just happens to live in Western North Carolina.
Yeah. And who is that?
Mark Linkus. Uh-huh. He's with the band Sparkle Horse. He's rather the band Sparkle Horse with sort of a rotating crew of friends as band members. Mm-hmm. But his music is incredibly renowned for its inventiveness in production, mm-hmm. producing everything himself, and with some help from friends, I think.
Yeah. Huh. So did he work as a producer before he got into his own band scene with Sparkle Horse? I think he did it out of this sort of
ingenious kind of an Appalachian know-how, a do-it-yourself ethic. Mm-hmm. He's very Appalachian in that respect you know, if something needs to be soldered so we can use a certain keyboard.
He takes out the soldering
iron. Yeah. Right. And you don't sing for the next 4 hours.
Right.
You just repair stuff and hand him tools as he needs them.
Yes. That's the way we do things here in the hills.
Tape. He has lots of tape, but it's very well organized. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's not the typical rocker in that, you know, his studio is neat as a pin, so I had to really...
Gads.
Yeah. Yeah. People can say what they want to about rock and rollers, yeah. but he's probably the most organized person I've ever met.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. It has its advantages.
Yeah.
Especially in the long haul. You
know? I'm a better housekeeper after having worked with him.
Yeah.
He told me it was great. He said, Angela, the key to organizing is that everything has a home. Mm-hmm. Every object has a home. You just have to designate a home for it uh-huh. and return it home.
Mm-hmm. There you go. A very fundamental concept.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Cool. So I learned a lot about engineering and sort of analog production and digital production as well. Some because he works with synthesizers a lot, uh-huh. as you'll hear on this album. But also lots of old fun toys like Optigans. It's this old plastic. I guess the premise is keyboards. You make the sounds come out via the keys on the board, but they're sort of run through a Mylar film or some type of film. So there's sort of these inserts that you put into this big plastic organ and press keys. Hmm. Yeah, you can find him in antique stores occasionally. He just kind of mines mm-hmm. antique stores around the mountains, and that's what his studio is comprised of. Huh. Junk that works. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Well, it certainly produces some interesting sounds on this CD. Yeah.
He did. He got behind the songs, the each respective feel of the song, and gave each song an identity, uh-huh. I think.
Well, let's hear another track off this thing. Okay. Hang on a second.
Still alive with an empty bottle. Six girls in a trance. Standing alone in high water, I'm dreaming of Paris, France. The preacher, he went fishing to tell the river lies. My best friend, she eat next to nothing, at least nothing with. She only has been kind of warm on the tether. Well, she believes. But she never contributed to nobody's problem, no. They were telling her how to sleep. Oh, river, I played a tune called Watermelon Man when no one would open their eyes. Well, the New York Times wrote something about how she never took her eyes off the prize. Me and the ridges where Apollo will touch down. I discovered land where all the pictures, the only place to drink from the ground.
Still Life with an Empty Bottle by our guest today, Angela Vay Martin. Fabulous stuff. Yeah, and what is that funky guitar? That sounds like something out of the 70s.
That was one of Mark's guitars, and that was the first song that we did together. I was thinking while this was playing that I felt that I had to present him my nastiest, earthiest, bluesiest material right off the bat, and then just kind of go from there, easing in all the pretty stuff later.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, right. The more melodic.
Yeah,
right.
You know, since I don't paint my nails with a Sharpie or anything, I thought maybe I needed to make some kind of impression.
Well, how did you get that tone? That's a really funky tone.
He has this tiny little amplifier with one knob on it, and it's got one of those tweed covers, and I have no idea. I think someone might have built it for him, because he's got a lot of friends and fans that kind of present things to him and hope that he uses them, I think, on recordings eventually. And I think he tries to get around to everyone's gifts eventually, and I think this is the time to put this on an album, but he plays the wild and crazy guitar, and I play the stomp, the blues stomp part on that tune. And he also plays a shaker, kind of out of, you know, conventional timing, which was sort of, I went in with the attitude of, I'm not going to have any preconceived notions of how these songs should sound. I have,
even though they're yours.
No,
you're open to the improvisation, to the
I did whatever he said to do for the song, to service the songs, whatever his impressions were. I kind of followed his lead on those. And listening to his, as a fan of his music, it was kind of a natural thing to do anyway, not impose my... I was just excited to see what would happen if I completely let him, you know, lead.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting results.
It was fun. Yeah, it was really fun. He is a wonderful, he's a really a naturalist writer, a really good songwriter lyrically. The way he toys with his voice in the studio, sometimes it's very difficult to understand his lyrics as you're listening, but he's an incredible naturalist poet. So, I mean, I completely trusted him to service the songs and their, at their very essence.
Let's listen to another one.
He died in a car crash on a dirt mountain road. Moonshine on his belly spilled on his clothes. Into a summer's white sun afternoon, along the gravel the morning doves croon. father's son was named Todd and Tom. His blood now runs cold. Story been told. We see the worst things under the sun, under summer. All lightning. He came from the city and all that surrounds. He won't need a pill. We see the worst things under the sun, under the summer.
More interesting sounds from Angela Faye Martin. You're listening to Wordplay on Asheville FM, and I'm your host, Jeff Davis. Joining me today, singer-songwriter Angela Faye Martin, and we're featuring her new CD, Pictures from Home. And there's going to be a CD release party coming up pretty soon, right?
Wednesday night at the Gray Eagle.
At the Gray Eagle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be there or square.
Yeah, my band will be performing with me, backing me up.
Uh-huh.
And it should be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, excellent.
We're looking forward.
What instruments did you recruit for the band?
I had to get a good keyboardist.
Yeah.
Because of Mark's heavy keys all over the album. So I lined up my local baker.
Mm-hmm.
He bakes artisan breads in town, and his name is Jeff Sutherland. And so, you know, he was close by, so I said, "You're my keyboard player." And then a friend of mine that works at the record store in Silva, "You're my guitar player. You're a good guitar player."
Mm-hmm.
I finally went around and grabbed people by the scruff of their necks.
that
could come to rehearsals, yes. That I could feed and give gas money to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What a concept. Yeah. Rehearsals.
Ooh. Yeah. We need it. I need it.
Well, everybody needs it, really. Even, you know, unless you play together, four times a week.
Anyway. Yeah. It's been really fun working with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And there's a drummer and a bass player.
Mm-hmm.
Three of the guys are from out of Jackson County, and two of the baker and I are out of Macon County.
Yeah.
So it's a very mountain-centric enterprise.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Looking forward to it.
Me too. Right. I can't wait to present.
Yeah. You had a rehearsal last night.
We did.
Right? Yeah.
We did. We stayed up way too late. We had sort of a rehearsal with a small audience of friends.
Oh, great.
Over in Franklin.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Excellent. Yeah. Well, so how did you come? This is obviously, mm-hmm. we've already mentioned, got a very different sound.
Yeah.
What's going on? What led you in the direction of this? Was it just working with Mark? Was it, songs have a different color too, though.
Yeah. You know, my EP that I did is, to me, really, I'm happy with the starkness and the spare nature of it, of just a guitar and a vocal with an occasional violin in there. But so that was sort of a fallback. I didn't, you know, I would have loved to have had those songs produced, not heavily, but probably in a more lavish way. So maybe someday for those, but I guess spare has its charm as well. They, you know, just trust the course of things, I guess. But a mutual friend introduced me to Mark, and it was just sort of an organic thing. Well, here's this, he called him a composer. He said, I have this composer friend over here, Mark Linkus. And I'm like, I know that name. And finally, Brent said, oh, that's Sparkle Horse, Angela. That's the guy. I'm like, no, he lives in Virginia. He doesn't live down here. And he's like, no, it's Sparkle Horse. When he said composer, I thought he meant, you know, modern, uh-huh. you know, classical or something. Right. I didn't know what he was on, you know, on. And so he's a good friend to introduce me to Mark. I had no idea that what would come out of this was an LP. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, very lucky to do this.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to a cut from that EP.
A log on the fire, and I was thinking of Mary Shelley's hair. Were her fingers near as cold? Yeah, as I touched the wooden wire, I was thinking of Mary Shelley's hair. I never knew there were ghosts down. They go to that new hotel. They come around the winter moon. Wish I could meet Mary Shelley there. I was thinking of Mary Shelley's hair. My best wishes to the bride and groom and all of us. Heaven is a crystal cathedral. Heaven flies over the steeple. All of the cars and the people. Oh, disaster. What would she think of E. Dickinson? Or would she buy a blue Stratocaster? Or would she have a son? Wish I could meet Mary Shelley's son. Now I'm thinking on William Bartram and all the wonder.
That's Angela Faye Martin from her EP One Dark Vine. That's Mary Shelley's hair. One of
Thank you.
Yeah.
that was not real time. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was not real. That not was real. The old. That was the old thank you. The new thank you sounds like this. Thank you.
Yeah, but as you said, a much sparer or sound. Yeah. You know, yeah, very different. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, as is evidenced by the black and white cover.
Right. Absolutely. That's probably still available. People ought to buy. Go out and buy that one too, I think.
Yeah, and it'll be at this show. We'll have a special kind of twofer thing at the Gray Eagle.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm so looking forward to that because they run great sound there. And as you know, I'm so looking forward to us having the right mics all over us.
Yeah.
You know, that'll be fun.
That'll be fun. Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too. And that's where you had your party for the EP as well.
I didn't. I debuted my EP in town over in Franklin. I did. Although, Thomas Raincrow and the Boat Rockers were kind enough.
That's right.
I would join them for their North Carolina leg of their tour.
Yeah.
Thief of Words tour. That was awesome.
That was fun.
Yeah, Thomas is my main mentor, without whom I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have had the staying power to stick with this album project. Mm-hmm. It's just too difficult when you're doing things like this on your own that record companies typically took care of, probably for people in classical rock and roll lore. You know, at least that's the legend.
Right. Yeah.
DIY world is not pretty, especially if you're trying to, you know, kind of farmstead and have a normal lifestyle. Well, not normal, but, you know, a lifestyle, a life.
Right.
Yeah.
A life otherwise.
Yeah. You know, you learn what people do at record companies when you undertake something like this by yourself.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Indeed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thomas has a good ear too. He's and persistent. He's a persistent guy. So
yes.
He's a good mentor to have.
Yeah. And I'm quick to not necessarily give up, but just sort of, there's a branch there. I'm going to go around it. Mm-hmm. And Thomas is like, well, it looks like a dead branch. Pull it down and walk through. Yeah. So I think it's critical, you know, anyone out there doing anything that, is difficult in the art world. I think the key, at least for me, has been mentorship because I've had a lot of help over the past couple of years from people, just, you know, sort of emotional support, logistical kind of advice and things like that. People just constantly asking. They have no idea how much they're helping just by asking how things are going, you know, all those people that want to be mentors out there can start by asking how things are going.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's right. That's a good starting place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to another track from Pictures from Home.
Thanks.
So in she
leaves learn to call the sky.
Yeah, that has something of the Spare sound of your EP.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago. That's very nice. That's Widow's Lament.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So Mark knew when to like layer stuff and when not to, apparently.
Yeah, he definitely was judicious about that. And it was just mysterious. And it's still kind of mysterious to me, the whys and wherefores of when he would, you know, let things stand sort of on their own and... And not necessarily cloak them or clothe them or, you know, adorn them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just really pleased. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, yeah, that's very nice.
Thanks. Yeah. The violin is Asheville Symphony Orchestra's own Oleg Melnikov, who lives in Waynesville. He's a great violinist. And he was kind enough to join us in the studio one day to do that song.
Uh-huh.
I wish I could have had him on more, but he's so busy.
Yeah.
So the symphony keeps him very busy.
Right. Plus, and that was a very nice line that he played on here.
He and Mark had an interesting rapport. At first, they didn't have a rapport, which was, you know, because Oleg is the only extraneous musician on this entire CD. Everything else is... either played by Mark or me.
Yeah.
So the one time we brought someone in, I was a little worried because Mark immediately asked Oleg to do difficult things like take that Chinese violin over there and yes, I know it's got dust all over it, but tune it down to the tuning of a viola. And Oleg said that will not work. Or something, I don't know, or something hesitating. Yeah. And Mark said, well, would you mind just trying it? And so they did, and that's that low-sounding, almost almost bassoon-type sound in there, I think. Mm-hmm. Almost sounds like a woodwind.
Yeah.
or cello or
yeah they weren't gelling, so I went to the store during the session. I said, I'll be back in just a minute. Does anyone want a Dr. Pepper? So I went and got them both Dr. Pepper. That was the one thing I thought, see, you both like Dr. Peppers. What about that?
There
so yeah, the ameliorator. Wait, well, that was almost an ad. I'm sorry. Corn syrup. Tax it.
The wonders.
Tax the syrup. Don't give it free airtime, at least.
Adieu, Mr. Higginson. My last days are through. Farewell to all your legions. The dirt of a day. Oceans blue, leave them to wonder why I was wont to capitalize it. Why my visage evaded their eyes. They can look on my garden. Recognition I didn't know. When you get on the papers, know the Queen of Calvary was riding solo. Who slay gray and I lit the white slant of light to
So that's the Emily Dickinson song for this album.
Yes. She has a cameo on all of my efforts.
Well, she's a good one to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
my Sagittarius mentor.
Mm-hmm. Was Emily a Sagittarius?
She was.
Well, no wonder. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Hope Nan Watkins is out there cheering for her. She's also
Sagittarius.
Yeah, yeah. We're taking over. Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah. Good. The world needs us, I feel.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, we'd like to think that. I think it would be all much more fun if they put us at the helm for about a month or so.
Sagittarians are well suited for world domination.
I think so. Well, actually, the ones that have undertaken the dictatorial helms didn't kind of treat everyone very well.
That's true. Right. There are bad Sagittarians.
There are. Beware. There's two sides to every coin.
Well, you're listening to Wordplay. I'm your host, Jeff Davis. And we're doing something, of course, a little different today, as we do just about every week. We have singer-songwriter Angela Faye Martin in the studio, live and in person. And we're playing her new CD, Pictures from Home. And the release party is this coming Wednesday at the Grey Eagle.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Okay. 9 o'clock. Good.
Very
good.
Tiny little cover.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to a good cause.
Yeah.
My band.
Your band. Yeah. Paying the musicians. Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Good idea indeed.
Yeah. It'll be a fun celebration, I hope.
Well, let's listen to one more track.
Well, in fell off my typewriter in the mail of the night, and the rain made the rats make umbrellas out of your neckties. I woke in the night to a light on the mountain so low. So the woods get to know me. Well, film became necessity when your chestnut eyes gave out, but it's lost on the blind who know when. Thank you.
diamonds worth more than your weight in gold. And I never met the lover of my high dreams. Bear paw prints and icy rocks abbreviate my winter walks, and summer gushes by in the blink of an eye. There was a little boy with eyes of green. You never see things you wish you'd seen. Maybe you know what I mean. This is the ballad of Olidity. This is the ballad of Olidity. As sure as they lengthen your blessing, there is someone out there gonna teach you a lesson that you did not need to learn. So hold your lanterns way down low, reflect them off the silver snows. The branches have written directions on the starry sky. The branches have written directions on the starry sky. This is the ballad of Olidity.
And that's Angela Faye Martin doing a track from her new CD.
That was the Ballad of Lolita Dean. So the listeners got to hear the in-studio version.
That's right.
Just live ahead of the produced version, which was actually, the produced version is really spare.
Yeah.
Mark plays a concertina on it and a dulcimer way in the back and even a six-string banjo in there. It sounds sort of like people walked up on the porch with me, some kind of... You know, organically just kind of showed up and started playing with me.
And I bet it wasn't like that much at all.
No, I have played that song on the porch quite a bit, but I had to drive to the studio, which is a beautiful drive, though, I should tell you. A lot of the way that I would go to Mark's studio would go along the Little Tennessee River, and a good portion of it was gravel, and so... Those were inspired journeys going back and forth to those sessions. Yeah. You know, studio work is pretty tedious.
Right.
But at least on the way home, I would see all kinds of wildlife in the, you know, wee hours of the morning. Things like that. So it was real. I miss those journeys a lot.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. Do another CD.
Yeah. We'll get right on that, Jeff.
There's nothing more lonely than the house when you're flying in a plane. When the people are away at work or playing. There's nothing more lonely than the land when you give. Might as well freeze and it might as well sell it. No one here knows how to stay. Leave it alone.
There's nothing more holy than the house of the dying and the rain. When nobody really needs us or is trying to appease the insane. Where the holly tree is red and the bee port's hung, the day's work is done.